These days, there are transgender stars on TV and transgender models, one of whom gave a popular TED talk about her life. Still, most transgender people in America face lots of challenges, and theirs can be a confusing and lonely path. One woman who has seen it all is Ruby Corrado. Now she's trying to help others. NPR's Pam Fessler has her story, part of our occasional series, Doing More with Less, about those who have little money making a big impact. And a warning, this piece contains language that some might find offensive.
Here's one thing you should probably know about Ruby Corrado. It's where Kiera Atkins thinks she'd be without her.
Probably dead.
Probably dead, Atkins says, because when she came out as a woman last year, she went from being a software engineer earning six figures to being homeless and suicidal.
First off, I was fired from my job for being transgender. Then after that, I was evicted, and then it just kind of went downhill from that.
But today, she says, she's found hope at Casa Ruby, a yellow brick row house in Washington, D.C.
She said, you have to do it now. I said, baby, you just came here today.
The founder is Ruby Corrado, who with her deep, rich laugh, long red tinted hair, and manicured nails, holds court out on the front porch. She's sitting in a purple plastic chair, her throne.
She said, I said, you're a little slow. She said, you're my mom. I love her.
Corrado is a 45-year-old transgender woman surrounded by other trans men and women, here to get help with housing, health care, and jobs. She calls them her sons and daughters.
Most of the people who come to Casa Ruby don't have a family that accepts them or that loves them for the most part. So we have a family here, and it is the concept of a chosen family.
She says people here want to have a better life and not rely on drugs and prostitution to survive. That's what Corrado did until a brutal attack left her hospitalized and destitute. She says what kept her going was knowing there were others like her who needed her help. So 3 years ago, Corrado took what little money she had and opened Casa Ruby.
It is cute. I like that.
It's now a growing nonprofit, but more than anything, it's a haven. Inside, there are posters reminding people to get checked for HIV. Downstairs, a drop-in center has purple walls and stuffed teddy bears on the windowsill. Kiera Atkins, the software engineer, now works here, redesigning the group's website.
Kind of modernizing everything.
When she types, I can see that her arms are covered in scars. Atkins says she used to cut herself. She was so unhappy as a man.
I always was jealous of my sister.
In here, everyone understands.
Hi, Mwah. Nice to see you.
Kaylin Jones says the great thing about Casa Ruby is you can just be yourself. Jones is tall, statuesque, in tight black pants, high platform shoes, and by her count, three layers of false eyelashes. She recently came out as a woman full-time.
You know, I was tired of going back and forth. I was tired of being Kevin in the daytime and being Kaylin at night. I was just tired of that. It's too frustrating.
But coming out also meant losing her mother's support and a place to live. Jones dropped out of college and became a prostitute. Then she heard about Ruby Corrado, how she'd become a well-respected activist in the city, and how when Corrado got married last year, then D.C. Mayor Vincent Gray walked her down the aisle.
That's the reason why I love being here, because, you know, to see someone that is successful and is a trans woman, you know, I want to be around that.
Corrado says people here are so battered by the time they get to Casa Ruby, they need more than a few Band-Aids.
I think they need major surgery sometimes, and I want to make sure that once they're all healed, they have an opportunity to find jobs, secure housing, go to school.
The kind of help Corrado says she didn't get. She came to the U.S. from El Salvador as a teen and originally lived as a gay male, but that didn't seem quite right. She says when she became a woman, she was finally happy with herself, but also poor and ridiculed. She could no longer get work, and in one of many insults, she was pelted with eggs.
For the first time, I endured real violence. Before, people would just say, oh, faggot, you know, and didn't try to attempt to hit me. People felt that they had the right to fix me.
She says such attitudes are changing, but slowly.
So wash your hands first.
So Corrado, with City and Foundation help, has opened two more houses, one for gay and transgender homeless youth, another for homeless adults, who on a recent night gathered at the house for dinner. Several people are in the kitchen preparing chicken and tacos and rice. Others are in the living room dancing. It's chaotic, like a big family gathering. When the food's finally ready, everyone gets in a circle and holds hands. Corrado takes the floor.
I just want to say before we bless the food that I thank you for believing in me. Because there are people who have dreams to do work in their community and they can't do it.
You can see from the expressions around the room that Corrado is well-loved. Still, it's starting to get late.
Does anybody want to share something? Because the space is open.
We want to eat. Does anybody want to eat?
Pam Fessler, NPR News.